gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast, and make sure the right thing was up. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey.
It's your boy, Al.
Hey, I'm learning. Welcome. It's our Wednesday's episode, and it's our list episode, you know, where we give a top five of whatever random thing. What are we talking about today, y'all?
Today's top five is top five places you would like to live.
Or visit. Can't forget that. We got a few emails, and we're gonna learn where we got this top five from. So our first email is from the homie DJ Highstar. Shout out to DJ Highstar from Carolina Sports Talk Podcast.
Yeah.
He says, you're wanted to get in some lists for y'all. Black TV dads. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Oh, he going back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Five, John Amos. I gotta say no.
Yeah, you didn't. I think he was on my list, right?
He was on your list?
James.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I want to say he was.
Yeah. Bernie Mac was his number four. I think we all agreed to him.
That's Corey's.
Number three, Uncle Phil. Really good with Uncle Phil, mm-hmm. being a father figure. Mm-hmm. And he had his kids, so he was a dad.
Yep.
Number two, Michael Kyle. It was a good one.
I like Michael Kyle.
Yep.
Good and funny. Then he used to slap Junior upside the head.
On the back of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And number one, Bill Cosby. Easy, Bill Cosby.
I think we went against the grain and didn't name Bill.
Yeah, we didn't name Bill.
Because it was
I didn't name it because I really didn't watch the show like that.
Oh, I watched it, but
it was a little before my time. Mm-hmm. Honorable mention, Rev Run, LeVar Ball, because Rev Run is a reality TV dad.
Yep.
But LeVar Ball had a TV show?
That's why I'm like, maybe they had a quick reality show. Who knows?
Maybe he's just talking about because how in tune he is with the son's basketball career.
Yeah, but it would have to be a TV, though. So he had to have a TV reality TV show that I don't know about. His video games was, his number five was NBA Live.
Classic.
Which is y'all cheating when y'all say the whole franchise.
Right, y'all gotta pick one.
His number four was Wii Sports.
Nah, you gotta do bowling or
something, yeah.
Or
exactly.
Archery. Bowling was it though. Everybody loved bowling.
I never played it.
For real?
No.
Man, I'm set it up in the studio. We gonna play one day.
Number three was NBA 2K. His number two was Madden. And his number one was all GTA. You're cheating.
Yeah, he's cheating.
All GTA. That's crazy.
Well, he said, a lot of people, they forget that it was two of them before. But let me see what he said for sure.
But saying the whole Madden too, though.
Yeah. He said all Liberty City, Vice City, and San Andreas.
San Andreas was three.
Yeah. And he sent another one. He said a list idea. He said, I love to hear a top five of favorite cities to visit and or live in. So that's the reason why we're doing this one today.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. We got another email from Shaquetta. Shout out to Quetta. It's entitled List Episode. She said, I think this episode was too short. Y'all can have really gone in. B, you're spot on with the impressions. Well, thank you, man. Oh, you sound like a darkie. Might you be a darkie, Shaquetta? I mean, ain't been two good niggas to rub two nickels together.
But
the white man
so
nickel
annoying.
Spin batter. It really could have been. It was short. And there's a reason why it was short, and it could have been longer. And he's listening and probably sitting home laughing right now. But anyway, I think this was an amazing show ahead of its time. Lots of funny shit, but real messaging sprinkled between all that. I wish Aaron Magruder would bring it back. We'll bring it back with all the things going on in the world now. Invite the guests back and do an expanded part two. my list was mainly funny, but there were some deep episodes that were really good through the series as well. I guess Aaron Magruder, I mean, I don't think it was ahead of its time. I think it came out right when it needed to come out.
They say that on social media now, though.
What?
It's like a couple clips that they're showing, like, oh, this was before its time. You know, which one was it? It was like the tight pants, the wearing the dress.
Wearing the dress one?
Yeah. Remember how we talked about that came out after?
Yeah, it came out after.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that's before its time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But some stuff, though, like, remember the episode, the fried chicken flu episode?
Is that when it was, not the itis, that was a fly chicken. Oh, that was the Popeye's chicken one.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, they tried to say it was Popeye's chicken.
Well, people were thinking like he was ahead of his time, because when the Popeye chicken sandwich thing was going on, mm-hmm. people was going back to that saying,
yeah,
that was.
It's ahead of its time.
But they based that off of, I think it was KFC or something, gave away free chicken. And the lines was around the corner. People was fighting for the free chicken. And
I did see that. Because I saw the news clipping where they showed the lines at the drive-thru and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. So that they got that from that. But some of the stuff is like, you know, like the Trial of R. Kelly.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. That was a classic one. But it was kind of based off of him really not going to jail and people talking about they like his music anyway and shit like that. But I like that it came out when it did, because the people that, I think if it came out now, I don't think it'll get the same type of, I don't know.
It'll get censored a lot more.
A lot more
episodes ain't going to come out.
I don't know. You see, you don't watch cartoons like that.
No. Well, the adult ones like this one or what's another
like
one?
Like Family Guy and shit like that. You don't watch that type of stuff, do you?
I used to.
Oh, okay.
When it was, you know, I ain't gonna say when it was popular, but like when it was first coming out, like when it was a thing, like, oh, okay, Family Guy's.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, go ahead, my bad.
No, you good. I was gonna say right now, that time of night, like when Family Guy is on, I'm not even into that.
Yeah. She said, I was so shocked to hear nobody listed any of the Stink Minute episodes. Funny as all fuck. Anyway, here's my list. Number 5, Color Ruckus. We should put our blade out on in Granddad. So many quotables. Yeah, I think that was the episode where, because you know Uncle Ruckus was always said he had revitiligo and mm-hmm. and all of that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He told a story that he got the baby. No, he was a white baby that got put on black porch
on the porch. Yeah,
but that really was his mama, and his daddy was a hateful, really just a hateful ass nigga. His mama was really like a coon. Number 4, A Date with the Booty Warrior.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. I didn't say that one because that was like a usual suspect.
Yeah, it was so popular.
Yeah. Return of Stink Meaner. That was when they brought Stink Meaner back to life.
The clone. Yeah. It was a clone.
Was it the clone one or the
The Return is a clone though, right?
But which one was the one where it was when he was a ghost and he got in the Tom?
Oh, that might be the Return.
Because the clone one was in season 4, and I had never seen that one. They made like a whole bunch of him or something like that.
Yes.
I think that was in season 4.
So, is that the one where they fought in the parking lot?
That was season 1.
That was the first one they fought in the parking lot.
First one? Okay.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Number 2, Stink Meter 3, The Hateocracy. So that's the one where the Red Fox character, Esther character,
Esther and all of them, yeah.
And it was 3 of them. It was Red Fox. It was somebody sounding like Red Fox. Somebody sounding like Esther.
Yeah.
It was somebody, and they came to kill Granddad. Yep. And then the reason why they wanted to kill him was just because they hated everything.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a real good one.
And that's the one where they killed Bushido Brown.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Bushido Brown get killed in that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then the last one, her number one was the fundraiser. And okay. I think the fundraiser was one of mine. Or was that B-Mac? I think we did talk about the fundraiser.
I think I named it as an honorable mention.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the fundraiser, that was the episode where he was selling candy.
Mm-hmm. World's finest.
World's finest chocolate. Yeah, and they, and they wasn't giving up the. He was just gonna keep the money, the fundraising money. So yeah, that's a good number, top five.
You want some water?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't drink from it. I put, you know, poured it in there.
And she says, "Love Quetta, thank you for emailing. We really appreciate that. Appreciate all the emails we get, especially on these. So top five, y'all. Top five cities you want to visit.
I'm ready.
Or live in, or have lived in.
Okay.
Who want to go first?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my number five is Las Vegas, Nevada.
You been to Vegas before?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
What?
I've been through, but I ain't never been to Vegas.
I'm too broke. I can't even go across the street.
Man, to Vegas.
Broke, baby.
I hate him.
Yeah, that's one of my, places I want to even visit.
You gamble?
Yes, I love gamble. You have dice? We can get a game going right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you play CeeLo craps?
I love CeeLo. Yeah, I like dice, you know. But if I do go to a casino, though, I like blackjack more than anything. Mm. I don't want to shoot no dice at a casino.
Blackjack is good. I won like $200 at blackjack one time.
I don't trust their dice. I don't trust their the tables either. Because there's a guy on social media, I think Instagram. He sells
fucked up dice
and tables. Mm. Like you hit the button on the side and you know to flip the dice and all sorts of crazy stuff. But that's just on Instagram, so you know what these billion-dollar places got. Yeah, I would like to visit first because they say it's hot, so I don't know about living there.
I'll visit in July.
I couldn't live out there.
Yeah, I don't know about living.
100 and something degrees.
Visiting, definitely. Mm. That's my number five.
You want to go or you want me to
go? I'll go because number five is Vegas for me.
Okay.
But I want to go back. I've been there. People I went with wasn't really fun, so I want a different experience with funner people.
funner,
because they weren't fun.
Mm. Why they didn't want to go out and eat?
Nah, it's just
they was arguing.
Half was sleep half the time. Because of jet lag.
Are y'all just doing American cities?
No, far from it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-mm. No.
So you just want to go to Vegas.
I'm going to go have a good time. What happens in Vegas like the stays clubs, in Vegas.
Like you want to go to the club?
I do want to try one, yeah.
Mm. What? I want to go.
Toot some powder.
Okay.
We can
That's
do
what
that.
You say?
All right, okay. Let me sit up. Okay. Hey. Okay.
You got really excited right. over there, B. Yeah.
I was like, ooh, this list saying this might not hit, you know.
This.
Two powder, okay,
two
Vegas.
Two powder in Vegas. Just one time.
The slopes in Vegas.
That wasn't a joke, y'all, so. You got that girl. Y'all got a little girl. Yeah, you know I mean. My number five, I say New Orleans.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I just want to go to New Orleans just for the food.
Yep.
I don't care about Calliope projects. I don't care about Fifth Ward, Third Ward. I don't care about none of that. I don't want to go there. I just want to go to them places where they got them beignets.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't too much I can eat out there anyway.
You don't do seafood.
Well, I don't do shellfish.
Shellfish.
Yeah, okay. Get it right, nigga.
Mardi Gras is going on now, isn't it?
It is?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it always happens around All-Star Weekend type stuff.
Yeah, it's going on now.
I don't care white people shit.
I know people there.
Why do y'all... Nah.
Wow. No. Go.
Why do people do Lent and they not Catholic? Anyway,
oh, yeah.
That's my number five. New Orleans, just for the food. I've been through the area, but I've never been to New Orleans like that. So I would want to go just specifically for the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard the Bourbon Street stank.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Piss and throw up.
I heard smell. It don't smell great out there.
Yeah. I ain't too fond of going on them tours on them boats where them alligators
Absolutely
be at.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
I would.
We got gators here.
Drive past the swamp, you'll see one.
Yep. But yeah, I do want to go for the food because I heard the food good. What's your number four, L?
My number four is Texas.
What part of Texas?
It does. I don't know because I haven't been to Texas. So I'm to the point where, like you, I want to go for the food. I want to go where they got a big steak. You say everything's big in Texas.
Mm.
The food, like I've seen a lot of, you know, the shows. What diners dine and drive?
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Yes, stuff
triple
like that.
D.
Yeah, triple D. yeah, all their, a lot of their episodes. I'd be like, oh man, I wish I had that steak. Oh, or the challenges, like it'll have a 100-pound steak.
Yeah, you got to eat it in an
3
hour.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, you get it free.
Yeah, there you go.
You think you can do it?
Oh, yeah. You know me.
Nah,
I'm built different.
You could.
You eat like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I can eat.
Word. Man versus food type ass nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the most of something you, like, what's something that you eat a lot of and people be like, you ate all that?
Everything. But I mean,
no, like he could put food away.
I got one guy, a friend, mm-hmm. you probably know him too. If I call him now and say, hey man, they got a wing challenge over here, he's gonna put money on me no matter what.
Really?
Yeah, no matter what.
What's, you get pizza?
I right. can't get full off of certain foods. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't get full off of chicken, wings, and stuff like that. Uh-huh. I can't get full off of steak.
Nobody really can.
Why? Because it costs so much.
No, because it's no, like, when you eating just meat, it takes a lot to get you full. So,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? You got to have, like, some fried, like, people that, they'll eat fries with it or some bread with it or something mm-hmm. like that. But if you just eating the meat, you're going to take a little bit more.
So, is your money good?
What? No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like.
I thought it was a challenge.
No, I ain't challenging you. But I'm saying, like if you had pizza,
mm-hmm.
how many slices of pizza would you eat?
And a big New York slice.
What's your go-to pizza? Like, chain place. So I can gauge it.
Marco's right now.
So how many slices of Marco's off a large would you eat?
I don't know how many is in it, but I'll leave 2.
Jesus Christ.
No, he puts food away.
How many is in there? I leave 2 slices always.
A large is 8 slices. An extra large is 12.
A large, so I eat about 6.
Will you drink something with it?
Yeah, of course.
He's a trash.
Can you breathe
after?
Yes, I can.
Four, and I just feel like, oh, I've done too much, but I'm so full and it's so
start
good.
Yeah.
What's your
bit.
Go-to Marco's order, though? All meats? You get all meats?
Hey, yo, watch out now.
I get all meats.
Nah.
Because you don't eat pork?
Magnifico.
What's on that?
That's with like 3 different or 4 different pepperonis.
Oh, okay.
2
okay.
slices of that is filling. You won't be able to eat 2 slices.
I can eat 3.
It's with all that stuff on top of it.
All the meats is a lot.
Yeah, magnificent.
Mm. But say I ain't gonna get that because I gotta have all of the meats. Pause.
Okay, I'm not saying
too late to pause.
Yeah. What's your number 4? So you want to go to Texas just for?
Yeah,
but you didn't say, and I'm gonna help you narrow your Texas. Now.
Where's Let's go to Nashville then.
Tennessee?
That's Tennessee.
No.
The fuck?
Houston, Austin.
Now I see why you try
Dallas,
to explain everything to
Waco.
Look at this nigga right here, y'all. Now I see why you try to explain everything to the listeners.
Right.
Now it makes sense.
Hey.
Cause you need explaining.
No, I don't need explaining.
Do you want to go to Nashville, Texas?
No, that's my next one.
Okay, so Nashville. So Texas. You want to go to Texas?
Texas, Houston. Houston.
Okay, Houston.
Okay. All right. Sure? You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. That's my next one. My number 3 is Nashville. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, we on your number 4, though.
I got you.
Explain away.
God damn.
What's your number 4?
Okay, well, there's a lot going on in that city, country right now, but when it dies down, I want to go to Greece, Athens.
Oh, yeah, they're getting some people up out of there. They money is not good or whatever?
No, it's like a lot of protests going on. It's like people versus the law right now.
Oh, but wow. Didn't they have like a lot of people leave and they refugees somewhere else or
yeah,
something like
I
that?
Believe so.
Yeah. That's been going on for some years.
They're trying to get people to move there.
Move there. Uh-huh.
But I want to visit.
I forgot about Athens.
Visit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all the pictures and videos I be seeing, I'm like, that's a beautiful place.
Mm,
and water. They water is just blue.
I want to, okay. Yeah. Santorini, people go over there, Greece. Yeah. But you said Athens, though.
Athens.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, where people like take the Romans and stuff like that.
Where the women take the picture with the dress, the color dress, and they be floating, they be on
the on the cliffs and stuff, and then they got to have their stuff blowing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, this is my dress flowing in the back.
Flowing, Yeah, so that's a good number four. You made me change my number four. And I'm going to say...
Inspire.
Italy.
Okay.
Don't say my city.
Nice?
Okay, no, no, no. Okay, good.
But what's a good city in Italy? Because it's a show that used to come on Netflix, Aziz Ansari.
Mm-hmm.
His show was called Master of None. And in the second season, he moved to Italy to live. And he learned how to make pasta and all of that. And,
I mean, you got Naples, you got Rome, you have Siena, you have Palermo.
I know where I want to go. Sicily.
Oh, I was about to say Sicily next.
Yeah. That's where, you know, the gabagools is from.
Hey,
the gabagools. Montebello to the fruity. A boobity the boobity. Bibbity bobbity boobity. That's you half Italian?
Nah.
You Frank Damone Jr.?
Forget it.
You're Frank.
Frank Sinatra's son.
Yeah.
Vic Damone.
Vic Damone Jr.
Vic Damone Jr.
Vic Damone Jr.
That's it.
Yeah. But yeah, so they say like you can go over there and eat the pasta and all kind of stuff like that and not gain weight.
Yeah.
So.
No, so I had an old friend of mine is Italian.
What's his name?
It's not a man. It's
Franco.
A woman.
No.
Frankie.
Her name is Frankie.
Tony. Anthony.
Her name could be Frankie.
Get
but,
over here.
I was invited to the family's house because I remember Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And when I was watching Jersey Shore, they would go to Vinny's family's house and eat. And I'm like, do Italians really eat like that? And then my friend was like, oh, come over to my house. Yeah. Just come over one day. I'm going to tell my mom and everybody you come in.
Hey,
Ma,
got a movie coming over here.
It's really like you start with the appetizers, and then they go to the meats, and then you eat the salads, and then you have the desserts, and then you got the pasta. It's like five entrees, like five different. By the time, like the dessert, I was cooked. I said, I'm not going home. I'm not going home. I'm tired. I'm going to fall asleep. Miss my stop. I'm not going home. I'm spending the night.
They say the ones over here
ready.
Cook different than the ones over there, though.
No, no, no. But her family is from Italy. That's the difference.
They say they all
so they brought Like they brought what they have over there here. Like the where technique.
They bought it where?
What do you mean?
I'm walking over here. But I'm podcasting over here. What are you doing?
My New York accent.
Mugliani.
It's Mugliani.
Mugliani over here.
But yeah. No, they really... And like I was full, but the pasta wasn't the ones that made me full.
What? It was the bread?
It was the breads. It was the desserts.
The what?
Breads.
Yeah.
B.
That's what I got
you
on.
You want me to use my Italian accent? My bad. Something like the New York
Fran
one? Like,
dressing.
Come on.
Yeah.
But yes, that stuff, the pastas was good. And that was like my only time really eating pasta. Because I was like, I can't not eat it. I'm not a pasta lover, but it's like, I can't not try it.
You know what they call the sauce?
Told me to come over here.
You know what they call the sauce?
What?
Gravy. Spaghetti sauce? They call it gravy.
That makes sense.
Good to know.
Yep.
You know but what we call gravy?
Gravy.
Yeah, exactly. So that was your number. That was my number four. What's your number three?
My number three is Alaska.
I thought you said Nashville.
I thought it was Nashville.
You buried the lead. I'm had to change it up.
We buried the fucking lead.
I buried the lead, but you buried the lead by shining a light on the motherfucker.
What part of Alaska?
It don't matter. I just want to visit for.
You
got to
pick a city. You got Sitka. You got Juneau.
Yeah, it said nice.
Come on.
Hey, man. We ain't got to do nothing.
A state.
You ain't understood
no.
the
you know
assignment.
What? This is going to be the first podcast a guest going to walk off. I'm out of here.
No, it's not. Well, yeah, it might be the one you walk off.
Walk off because y'all kicked somebody out.
Somebody else. Yeah, now, DJ High Star said city.
Okay. He said city or, right?
or that we would live in or visit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I couldn't tell you a city on that one.
God. Just go to Juneau.
Explain.
I want, but basically, I want to go for hunting, large animal hunting.
Oh, okay.
That's killer. I mean,
that's a good reason.
Whichever city they got large animal hunting, like moose, bear, and stuff.
I don't
like,
think you can. Can you hunt moose?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what
one. Whatever the big can shit go. You can.
Yeah, the big, big, big I guns. Alaskans. I have a gun called an
elephant gun.
No, it's called an Alaskan.
Oh,
it's a 454 Casull. It's a short gun.
Is it Italian?
It's that Sound big.
A gazoo.
It's that big, but the bullets is about that big.
That's me, short and girthy.
You're sick. Don't ever, 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 ever say anything that I say.
I'm going to start calling my thing the gazoo. grab a gazoo.
Hey, man.
Next time you grab your gazoo, really I want you to think it'd be easy.
Corey, you just let him.
When was the last time you shot your gazoo?
I'm done.
When's the last time you shot your gazoo?
I really need bleach when I get home for my ears.
Kazoo.
Kazoo. Tight.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
Because it's about to be.
Put your hand down. They can't see you.
They can't see you.
Oh.
In the camera. There you go.
When was the last time you shot your gazoo?
See, now you got those hands. You had the defense hands. Now you got the gazoo's hands.
This is the Mooliani.
Give me three names that call a mooli. Like three names that say a black person in Italian.
Say eggplant over
here. Eggplant.
Mooliani.
Mooli. Shine.
Nigga.
A mo.
No, you bet. Nigga.
Nigga. Yeah, that's five right there. That's five bro. Right there. We on the road. You got one?
What's your number?
Corey, you got one?
My number three?
Yeah.
No, because I don't have another
one. What's a woman mouliette over here?
Mouliette.
Your number three?
I guess.
Six. City you look like, city visit or live in?
Venice, Italy.
Oh, that's why you said.
Venice, Italy. Yeah, that's why I was like, please don't say
I forgot about Venice.
Venice is. I just appreciate other countries and cities' architecture.
Where was the Denzel movie where he's the
Equalizer. Mm-hmm. The newest
Equalizer 3. Where was that at? Was that Venice?
I remember him sitting under there.
No, I don't think it was Venice.
Having the coffee,
Yeah. He was in Italy.
Oh, he was definitely in Italy. Hold on.
Was that your
favorite
one?
I gotta go find it.
My favorite?
Between that one and the first one.
Yes, between that one. I did not like the RZA in the second one. The second one was good, though. I think they probably...
Please don't call him the RZA.
He's the RZA. All three of them... Mr. McCall. Yo, please, Mr. McCall.
Don't call him the RZA.
All three of... Oh, yeah, because you're from there, so that's disrespectful, but he's the RZA. All three of them are, like, out of all of, like, the sequel movies or whatever, like, a series... All of them kind of real close as far as like they're not like a big, like they it ain't one that's they like are. Real.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, you're right.
So, it was supposed to be Altamonte, Italy. That's where.
Okay. So
that's where it was based off, but it wasn't filmed in that part.
Yeah.
It's next to Sicily.
Yeah, it's probably. I think, but there, everything is close.
It's a fictional town.
Oh, it's a fictional town.
Oh, yep. So it probably was Sicily.
Sicily or Venice or something like that.
No. They were actually in three different places.
No, where it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be. It was like based off of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That.
But like over there.
Like the hospitality and the attitudes of the locals. Mm-hmm. You would feel Sicily, I guess. That's what they gave off.
But like over there. It's so close, so it's not like far away. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which is very redundant. What I just said, it's so close, so it's not like far away. Which is very redundant. But so like it's instead of it being like cities like, you know, it's from Atlanta to Charlotte. It's more like Florence to Hartsville. Like how close these places are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's real close. It's for us, but to them. It might seem far because they, how tight it is, and like their traveling ain't as wide open.
Transportation is different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they can get on the train and hop. Like you can get on the train and go from like Italy to like Germany in like a few hours and shit. Like that shit real close.
Yeah.
Over there.
That's why a lot of people when they tour Europe, they just they be on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Just moving, yeah.
And they over there, they don't realize how big America is. So like yesterday I drove 4 hours one way to go to the thing. Like 4 hours one way over there, and I'm in, I gotta use my passport 6 times, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. That, what we on, number 3?
Yes, you're number 3.
I will say my number 3 will be Tokyo, Japan.
Okay.
I want to visit. That was on your list?
Yeah, that's my number 1.
Oh.
Oh, well.
It's
well,
on
we
my
talk,
list.
Yeah, we could talk about it when it...
The only reason it's on my list, well, for one, the culture is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
For two, they'll probably think I'm Shaq. Or, you know, just some big black sports fan.
Big black guy right there.
And they take pictures with black people over there and stuff.
China, they do it too?
Yeah, China too. You're China right. too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I want to go over there and do the Mario Kart driving thing.
Oh, that seems cool.
But anybody that's planning on doing that, I was reading stuff about it, and in order to do that, you have to get an international driver's license before you go.
Mm. Oh, for real? Because you're on the street.
Yeah, yeah. So just a little note.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Good.
So that's my number 3.
Do you know how much it would be?
Or? I don't know. I don't care.
Okay.
Money's no option. I'm a Mooliani. Hey, what's your number 2?
Some Moolie. My number 2 is, I didn't have an exact place, but it's anywhere as a rainforest. I'm looking for certain exotic animals.
Why do you always have to give us a hard goddamn time,
Don't worry about it. He's so broad. Okay, what kind of, you just looking
say
for
the Amazon,
animals?
Man.
I'm looking for, I mean, I could say the Amazon, but they have rainforests everywhere.
Give me
any rainforest.
Go somewhere in Brazil.
Way to bury
you could have said Rio.
Yeah.
Give me any rainforest.
Okay.
And that's what, I'm going to get these tarantulas that
I'm
want.
From Brazil.
Don't bring them back over here.
Yeah, of course. I'm making money.
They over there for a reason.
No.
See, you're the reason why something starts spreading around.
That's why it's so many. You the reason why so many iguanas in Florida.
That's how they got there.
Yeah, a nigga like you.
Not a nigga. And probably a green tree boa from... that's it.
They ain't gonna take
be
over
sure
South
not
Carolina.
To stop at your house.
Yep.
I mean, you've seen... You know. I've had
I remember when I was younger, when you and your wife were at the beginning stages of the relationship, she took me over.
The black tarantula?
The black tarantula, that big yellow snake you had.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You Burmese. Had multiple tarantulas at one point.
Yeah, a couple Burmese pythons.
And I was just like, yeah, the tanks stacked on top of each other. He's been doing this forever.
Yep, yep.
Since I was a little girl.
Yeah, you was little.
Elle's been doing it.
What
don't
we
go
are
to
your
his
number,
house.
What's your number?
That was my number 2.
What's your number 2?
My number 2 is why was I now open? Shanghai, China.
Okay.
I want to go to Shanghai. Huh?
For the history?
Nah. I want to be like Beyonce in China.
Oh yeah, because they're
I'm black.
Yeah,
I'm
probably
a pretty black girl.
Want to go for the Kung Pao chicken?
What was that?
Yeah, I want to go for the food.
Yeah, I want to go for their real food. It sounds like you throwing no shit on me.
Who, me?
What was that?
No, not me. Nuh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
Yes, I want to go to Shanghai. And, like, I'd buy a place to live over there, too.
Oh, I forgot we was on time. We was on the video.
That's what one of my follower I did.
Mm-hmm.
A person I follow on Instagram and all that, China Mac, he basically did the same thing. He's traveling over Korea and stuff like that, but that's it.
Yeah, my number 2 is...
Well, I hate y'all so much.
my number 2 is Seattle, only because I want to do the fish toss thing that I saw in Real World.
Okay.
Yeah. And go to the needle.
You so old. We're talking about Real World.
They still do it though.
Yeah, they do.
That's my number 2, man.
It ain't the same though.
Seattle nice though. My cousin used to live out there. Oh, and my old co-host used to live out there. Courtney, okay. She used to live out there.
Right.
You on camera. What's your number 1 place you want?
My number 1 is Florida. I just want to live there in Florida. Tampa, Florida, for living.
Oh, Tampa.
Yes, Tampa.
Tampa, okay. Yeah. I thank you for narrowing it down for
us. I know, you know. It's,
he finally had a city, huh?
I got to explain it. Because
Tampa, Florida, and Jacksonville, and Miami, Daytona, and Orlando is totally different.
Yeah, they really broke it down.
Yeah, I want Tampa to relax. And
you been there before?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I used to go when I was younger. A friend of mine, his father used to bring a bus down there every Easter vacation.
And you live down there?
Yeah, I want to live there.
You do? You actively want to live there?
Yeah, for climate.
Change?
For the weather. Yeah, for the weather.
It's too hot here for you?
No, the only thing about it is the rainy season. The raining part.
Hurricane season.
But it'll rain in the morning and be clear the rest of the day.
Yeah, the ground dry.
Yeah, dry. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
My number one?
Yeah, what's your number one?
New York City, baby. You kidding me?
Yeah, shrug your shoulders for her.
New York City.
What part of New York City?
New York City is the city.
Don't explain.
What borough?
No, that's not a city. That's a borough.
I said what borough, nigga?
Manhattan.
Manhattan is the borough.
Manhattan is the city. When you say New York City, like, oh, you in the city?
Not Brooklyn?
You going to the city? Everybody knows it's Manhattan.
When you in New York, you say, I'm going to the city.
Yeah.
But if you in...
No,
if you in the rainforest and you say I'm going to the city, nobody knows what you're talking about.
I don't. That's why I said Manhattan.
Don't explain.
That's why I said Manhattan. But yeah, if you got money and you rich, you could live there. Go ahead, have at it. If you struggling, don't live there, y'all. But if you want to have a good time, good food, good entertainment. New York is definitely, if you're into the Broadway shows, the Broadway plays or whatever, like it's a go-to city.
Yeah. So you
and they have like restaurant galore.
So you're gonna move to Tampa.
Yep.
I'm not moving to New York. Absolutely not. I said to visit. Oh, I said if you're rich, you could live.
Yeah.
If you're rich, go ahead. Live there.
You said you wanted to live. Okay.
No.
Visit.
I don't know. These places I
wanna visit.
I wouldn't mind living in Shanghai, but yeah, visiting is majority for me. Mm-hmm.
My number one, and that's just because there's so many cities in the world, and I've been here before, and I want to go back, Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nice. How they got the city, like, in between the river, and they got the bridges and stuff, and it'd be nice. You can take the little boat tour. I did that before, but it's just real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago's real nice. And you can stay away from the crime parts real easy. So
cool.
Yeah.
I would like the pizza. I'll try the pizza out.
It's not good.
It's not? The Chicago?
Chicago.
I heard it's not.
If you
all lies. That's what I heard.
If you like, it's a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of bread. I want to try Detroit style pizza.
That's next. That's next to number, like, it's New York, Chicago, and then Detroit pizza is like the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what they say. Yep. Yep.
Cool.
You know, y'all got to get to the door. You got your piece on you?
I definitely do.
Well, I'll let you leave easy.
Do I need to take it out?
I'll let you leave easy, you Mugliani. Shout out to you. Thank y'all for listening. L.
Yep.
Let everybody know they can find you on social media.
You can find me on last episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. Boom.
Corey Sain.
You can find your girl Corey Sin on social media platforms at your girl Corey Sin. That's it.
Did you have to cross your legs like that?
I did, and look at the camera.
Hey.
And you can find me on social media at @preach_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Me ignoring y'all is stopping me from throwing this computer up against the wall, you niggas. I got a game to go to.
You better score.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna score.
I'm gonna score.
Nah, yeah. The game now we talking about.
Oh, my bad.
Not the men's locker room.
Just go get some angry chicken and make
that
you
good?
Feel better.
What's that
after?
Good?
Which one? The one I got in my pocket?
The other one.
Oh, no.
Nah, the Alaskan. Know. What's it called? The corner, what's it called? Remember the gun he wanted to shoot in the rainforest?
I don't know.
Called the corner cooney. The coolizio. Yeah. Grab my coolizio. It's your boy, Beezy.
It's your girl, Corey.
It's your boy, L.
And we out.
Peace.
Let those who have ears listen. OFUSD.